Star FM with Chris and Brownie for breakfast.
Bieber's in the country, girls going crazy everywhere.
That's it. Bieber fever hit Sydney. He touched down last night. He's out here to promote his brand new album, Believe, and girls are going nuts for this guy.
Absolutely. He's rented out 5 different places to stay just to avoid all the people.
That's what, trying to throw off the scent a little bit, because they're going to rock up at the front of his hotel room, regardless if he's there or not, to try and track this guy down.
Which leads us to talk about today, your teenage crushes. Like, obviously, Bieber is the teenage crush of many girl out there this morning, but who is your version of Bieber? Who is your teenage crush?
Think back to when you were a kid. Who was that guy or girl that you used to just go, oh, I wish you were mine? You never did that?
You had a weird childhood. Weird. 13, 12, 16 is a number this morning. Who's your teenage crush? James joins us. James, who was it for you?
Well, mine was the female of Weird Science. I don't remember her name.
Weird Science? Oh, that's a while ago. Yeah, I know the one.
Yeah. But, like, not the movie. The movie was, like, before my time.
You know,
they made a TV show out of it.
That's right. And, the TV show was pretty good. It was not on par with the movie for me, but you know, you still fancied her, did you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Brandy, you know what Weird Science is?
I remember the movie. I did not remember the TV show, though.
For those who can't remember Weird Science, Weird Science was essentially a story about how a couple of teenage boys created a girl using their computers.
That's right, I do remember that.
That's right. It was the movie that had many boy over the summer holidays going, you know what? Hand me the Nintendo and the Sega, some masking tape, we're going to do this thing. We're just going to make one now.
Imagine making your own woman, though. Be great. Solve a few problems in my life, wouldn't it? You got nothing?
I'm letting you go. Just giving you more rope. Just go for it, buddy.
Oh, wow. You're right. Well, yeah, I'm good now.
You're having a personal day today?
No, I'm fine. I'm sweet.
You okay?
Just dug my own hole and watch me dig.
All right, you can join me on the show. We'll go and make your own woman, whatever you want to do. Today, very excited. Today's Batman Day, Dark Knight Rises,
yeah,
in cinemas.
Yeah, we really need to dub today Batman Day, don't we?
Yeah.
It's honestly one of the biggest, most anticipated movies of 2012, and it's finally here.
Mm-hmm. It's a little much for a nerd like me. I mean, I've been waiting for it. It's here, and I'm very envious of those who've already seen it.
How are you containing yourself, though? Because there were midnight screenings, weren't they? And you didn't get along to get to one?
And I don't think we had a midnight screening here.
Oh, not here? Okay. Oh, no. Other places around, I've heard.
Yeah, I'm not travelling away and then coming back. I mean, midnight screening's hard enough when it's in town. If I have to go to Sydney
True. Yeah, of course. You know, you won't get back until 9 o'clock.
Or until the next half hour of the show. So I'm quite excited to see it. It's in cinemas today. And you know one thing that I can't help but do every time that I talk Batman is the Batman impersonation.
Okay.
Like, guys tend to do this where they do the whole, you know, the famous line of, I'm Batman.
Oh, yeah, the Batman.
Can you do the Batman voice, or can you put it on?
It's a bit of a manly thing to do, of course. So you've got to be along the lines of dark and mysterious. I'm getting in the character here. Ready? I'm Batman.
A little manlier.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, put a bit more testosterone into
that
it.
That is testosterone-y.
Just a little bit more.
Okay, here we go, last time. I'm Batman.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Not quite there, but good try. Good try. That was good. I mean, it is the famous line from the movie. You know, in the Batman Begins, it's when he lands on top of the car, he pulls the guy out of the car and he goes, I'm Batman. And then remember the original one with Michael Keaton?
Years and years ago, yes.
He's holding the guy over the top of the building, about to let him go, and then he drops the, I'm Batman. It's a good line.
It's a fantastic line.
We want to share it with everyone this morning. We want to see if anyone out there can top our feeble impersonations of Batman with a quick phone call, 13 12 16, ring in, give us your best, I'm Batman. And obviously,
without the blowout at the end there,
it's early on, and Batman is still in high school. And call in, give us your impersonation. We want to hear him this morning. 13, 12, 16. Sarah is on the line. Sarah, take it away. Give us your best Batman impersonation.
I'm Batman.
That's remarkable.
That's very good.
How old are you, Sarah?
9.
9 years old as well. Okay, do it for us one more time.
I'm Batman.
Wow. Have you seen the other two movies?
No.
No? Hey, hang on. Who else is with you this morning? Is that Mum and Dad?
Mum, my sister, my two brothers.
Oh, okay.
And my friend.
All right. Do they want to give us a Batman impersonation as well?
Do you want to play on Batman?
Yeah.
So, yeah, your little brother wants to have a go.
My little brother wants to have a go.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right, cool. Chuck him on.
Here.
Okay, we'll leave that one there.
I think Batman had the go.
Call us back, Batman, on the bat phone. 13, 12, 16. I think Cam joins us now. Cam, take it away, your best Batman.
I'm Batman.
Do it again.
That went so much better in my head, I swear to God.
Do it again, Cam. That was awesome.
I'm Batman.
You sound like maybe an older, more upper-class Batman, possibly, with a walking stick and a thing of port in one hand by a fire. I'm Batman.
So really, I won't scare anyone then.
Can you say this for me? Can you say, I'm Batman and I'm on a horse?
I'm Batman and I'm on a horse.
You've got the job for the Old Spice commercial. Well done. Of course, tonight, Southern Cross 10 has the big show. The Shire is on tonight, finally, new to Monday nights. It's been called a Dramality series?
Dramality, yeah, that's
so,
right.
So, like, it's drama and reality combined together.
Now, I'm very interested to see what they do with this TV show. It is being dubbed as, like, the Aussie version of The Jersey Shore, but not as bad.
Not as bad.
We'll
call are you kidding?
I've seen episodes of The Jersey Shore before, and that's bad TV, but this actually looks very interesting, Chris.
Oh, it looks interesting.
It does look interesting.
I'm going to watch it just to be amazed and appalled. That's all I'm watching for.
Now, there's a couple of cast members that I wanted to bring to everyone's attention this morning, one of which is Becca.
The 19-year-old daddy's girl.
That's it. She's a blonde chick. She's very outspoken, as she calls herself, and she doesn't work. She goes to uni part-time, and she lives off her parents, okay? She's a daddy's girl.
And I think we'll see, actually, tonight, her dad give her a BMW for
a birthday.
Or something.
As you do.
Yeah, something like that.
Fantastic present to get when you're not working. Okay, so that's one of the cast members. The other one I want to draw your attention towards is Joel, a.k.a. Riff Raff.
Oh, the rapper dude?
That's it. He's a bit of an up-and-coming rapper.
He's a bit of a what?
up-and-coming rapper, you could call it. He's 21 years old. He's an aspiring rapper who still lives at home.
Mm, yes, I saw that in quite a lavish home as well.
Yeah, a very good-looking house. Now, the thing is, he's using the Shire as a bit of a stepping stone to launch his music career. Sorry about that. There's a frog in my throat. He's using the Shire to sort of launch his music career, but at this point in time, he's still living at home, living off the parentals.
Now, have you heard his attempted rap on TV?
I have. It's interesting.
It is.
You know, he's in the early stages, I guess. He'll get there eventually.
Keep on launching, Riff Raff. You'll get there. Staying at home's interesting. Like, how old is he meant to be?
He's 21 years
old. He's 21.
Becca
he's still
is 19.
She's 19, yeah, that's right. But, you know, shouldn't they be maybe leaving home to start their work life, adult life?
Getting a real job, you know, moving out, getting independence, living alone, living with friends even.
What age did you move out?
I moved out at 19 years old. 19 years old.
Okay.
Because the reason behind that is Mum turned around to me one day and said, look, you know, you're 19 years old, you're getting into your early adulthood, and you're not paying rent.
Uh-huh.
And she turns around and goes, I think you should start paying rent. The minute she said that, something clicked in my brain and I thought, okay, I'm 19 years old, I might as well pay rent somewhere else and live on my own, you know, gain independence that way.
Because you didn't love your mother. So.
I do love my mum. It's just that I didn't want to be paying rent and living there because like the one thing you want to do when you move out of home is bring girls home. That's one of the things you look forward to.
Right, I get you.
I didn't exactly want to bring girls home to my mum's house. So the minute she said that, I packed my things, moved into my very first house.
You didn't want to bring them back to the Bates Motel.
No, of course not.
What's that, mother?
I moved out
when I was 18.
18, okay.
Finished school, went to uni in Bathurst and, like, moved over to Bathurst.
Oh,
then
okay, I see.
And did uni and worked at the same time. So I moved out straight away. You know, finished school, bang, out the door. But these guys on the Shire, like, some of them are hanging around, I think, for a little bit too long. 21's maybe a bit too far.
It is. You know, you're getting a little bit too old to be staying, still living at home, of course. I think, you know, if you want to move out of home, you need to do it at a younger age.
What do you reckon? 13, 12, 16's a number, so you can tell us what you think. Liam joins us this morning. What age do you reckon, Liam, should kids leave?
Well, I don't think there really is an age. I mean, I'm 20, I'm still living home. I'm not exactly too keen to leave home.
Yeah.
But what
are your parents forking out for? Are they paying for food, electricity and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Do you pay rent?
No.
Oh, do you work?
Yeah, I work for them.
Oh, okay.
You work for them. All right.
Yeah.
So do you have any brothers or sisters?
No, I'm an only child, so I'm a bit spoiled.
Okay.
I can see, yeah. And maybe they don't want to let you go. Are they insisting that you stay at home, or are they trying to push you out?
Let's put it this way. I hinted that one time I was going to move out with my mates, and they literally blocked me in my room.
Wow, that's pretty drastic. I do like Liam's parents, and their thinking was, you know what, honey, in about 20 years' time, I'd like to have a business. Yeah, but we'll need at least one employee. Well, you know what?
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.